This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Mark Garrison. Interest rates are super low and may stay that way for a bit based on the latest from the Fed. Worldwide worries over Brexit's impact is part of that. A big question for America's economy is how low rates will impact American consumers, whether they'll be more tempted to borrow money for a new home or car. People who refinance mortgages will have a few extra bucks. They can either buy stuff or bank it. Sally Herships reports on that choice facing consumers, save or spend.
Low interest rates. Fantastic if you want a car or a mortgage. Just ask an economist. Ryan McDevitt is at Duke University's Fuqua School of Business.
I myself am personally refinancing my mortgage.
McDevitt says he's shaving off 0.75%, but that is nothing to sneeze at. He says it'll save him about $150,000 in interest over the 15 years of his loan.
That's a lot of dinners out at P.F. Chang's or something like that.
He says if we have extra money, with interest rates this low, we're likely to spend, not save. But Randall Krosner, who teaches economics at the University of Chicago's Booth School of Business and has served as a governor of the Federal Reserve, he says he's not so sure.
Why are interest rates so low? Well, interest rates are low because there's a lot of economic uncertainty.
From Brexit, also political uncertainty, like our upcoming presidential election.
That economic uncertainty may make people be a little bit wary of spending more.
Brett Krosner says at least we'll have more money in our pockets to act as an uncertainty cushion. I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.